Utah's Small Business Bridge Loan Program is targeted to businesses with fewer than 50 employees and awards 0% interest loans for 5 years, with the first payment due 1 year after the loan is received. The loans range from $5,000 to $20,000, but are no more than 3 months' operating expenses. 1,000 businesses submitted their applications in time for the first round of funding. In all, $6.1 million were awarded to 502 businesses. Executive Director of the Governor's Office of Economic Development, Val Hale, explains the criteria for how they determined who received the first round of funding.
The number of employees, whether there are multiplier effects to their businesses, the impact that they have in their community. We had a team of about 25. Each of the awardees was reviewed about 5 times through the process, awarded a score. The evaluators are people from the private sector, from the banking industry, from GOA, and from other state agencies. We've had a really good team.
Round two for funding opened Monday and will close Thursday at noon. Hale said those who did not receive funding in the first round will have their application automatically resubmitted in the second round.
It's difficult when you have as many people who have applied for the limited funds that we have. That person, his or her business, will be resubmitted to the second round of funding and may still get funded. We just simply don't have sufficient funding to fund all of the businesses, and I wish that there were opportunities to do that, but it's just the way it is.
Nonprofits can also apply for funding this round. $5.9 million in funding will be made available, with Workers' Compensation Fund providing $1 million and the state providing the rest. Links to the application can be found on kpcw.org. Hale says the governor's approach has been that public health and economic welfare should not be considered mutually exclusive from each other.
We've had success in both areas. This has been an extremely trying time for many in our business community, and we hope that by getting the health part of it taken care of as well, we can come out more quickly than we would have otherwise.
Utah Department of Health epidemiologist Dr. Angela Dunn said they are working with the governor's office to determine specific measures to track in order to know when to open up the economy safely.
Things we're looking at include the rate of cases. We want to see a steady decline in our growth rate. We also want to maintain our capacity to be able to test anybody who needs testing, but also continue contact tracing, isolating and quarantining individuals who need to have that happen as well. All of those factors will be considered when we're looking at policies to reopen pieces of our economy.
Dunn says the growth rate for the virus has been declining over the past few days, but because of the 2-week incubation period of the virus, 2 weeks in order to make any assumptions. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.